Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walk like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Durant Sean.
And welcome once again back to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street. Oh my goodness, Chapter 7, and believe it or not, Verse 49, and before I get to some of the ones on the phone lines, as I look at that, 216-468, 216-400, 216-820. Hey, let me let you know some of what's going on right now and get it on out the way. Like I said before, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Al Porter, Man in the Street, that M period, A period, N period, abbreviation. Acronym, music, activism, news. For those that listening live, Lake City Radio on Blog Talk, you can call in at 646-478-0944. And for those who want to send anything in, emaxxradio@gmail.com. And the one thing I also want to add up here, while I'm talking to people, let me get rid of my disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop for any and all info that you hear. Also, use your smartphone. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Lake City or Blog Talk. Call or blame Boogie B directed 646-478-0944. I will listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent, go back on hold, change your mind, call back or press 1. Let me give you a top 10 on a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting at number 10, hey, Facebook, African Fashions Holiday, Kwanzaa Marketplace, Cleve, O-H, period. That'll be this Saturday, 10 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Doubletree by Hilton, East Beachwood. You have to go there, though, and RSVP. I guess during their Facebook page of that. Number 9, new Silverback Gorilla Gang, Facebook at just that name. They'll be at the Odeon Concert Club this Saturday, Old River Road in the Flats. Number 8, new Good for the Hood, more than just a little while. Number 7, debuting Facebook, 216 BAMO Party, Big LIT Lit. And that's this Saturday, December 15th. 216 BAMO, the birthday party at the Republic's Cocktail and Grill, 26159 Euclid Avenue, Euclid, Ohio. Now, number 6, hey, they had free food, they had some things going on. It was that Speak Up Poetry that happened last Friday evening at none other than Cleveland State University's Black Studies Department. That's room 137 at the main classroom building. Number 5, Black House Sounds Open Mic. More on that just a little while. Number 3, the Healing Gospel Fest. More on that just a little while. Number 4 is the Healing Gospel, but number 3 is Black House Sounds by themselves. More on that just a little bit. Number 2, I guess because of full volume, Life Jennings debuting, and that he was at the House of Blues last Friday. Number 1, debuting CSU, Kumba Arts, the play. A couple hundred folks, and that was last Saturday, CSU. Proud of everything that's going on. Before I get to the first phone caller, I will put out there that you can check out. Let's get rid of these things real quick. Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Life Obstacles on WERU 1490 a.m. Sunday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. It's, of course, Art McCoy Radio Show on WERE 1490 AM, Wednesdays 8 PM, Cleveland Standard Time, Kit and Angelica. That's WERE 1490 AM, Wednesdays 9 PM, Cleveland Standard Time, MC Chill Talk, WERE 1490 AM. All of those are on www.newstalkcleveland.com. And because you tell me, I never tell you where to go and find anything decent, let me let you know Melanated Media News is on YouTube and Facebook. You can also check out Joseph Motley Jr. on Facebook and YouTube. Man, the brother has so many nice videos going on. He had to start up another page, Joseph P. Motley Jr. on YouTube. And also, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio shows. That's Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceofradio.com. Well, I can tell you the one thing that's going on tomorrow. There'll be people calling in live from one of the events that's going on as they protest the county jail. Get into that one in just a little while. But also at 5 o'clock, we've got some guests in the house. Is this really a king's and queen's party? If you're wondering what's going on, I won't tell you. You have to tune in to find out. As I go to the first person who was on the phone line, oh, my goodness, I have 6 callers already? And I wonder how many of those are bill collectors. Anyway, 216-468, you're on first. How you doing out there?
Black House Sound. What's up with it, the sheriff?
Man, doing good. What's going on with you, fam?
Well, I want to thank everyone that came out, everyone, to both events. It was really nice to see young kids from Heritage perform at our open mic. They did a great job. Also, yesterday at the Black on Black Crime Fundraiser Association, they did a wonderful job when you really think about it, because it was so many people with smiles on their face. They gave away flowers. It was a nice event. I thought that was excellent. Other than that, Hurricane Bang did his thing yesterday. He was excellent when he came to the mic. Carl Powers did his thing, and I couldn't believe all them people sat around and kept the smile on their face about regrouping, coming with change in East Cleveland, in the city of Cleveland, and hopefully worldwide. Black House Sound, make real Cleveland music. Joseph Motley Jr., I'm out.
Man, I appreciate that. And, man, there's so many people on the phone line that I'm hoping and praying that everybody can, hey, get straight down through the point. And when I say that, I'm just happy because of the way it looks this evening. I'm very thankful to have so many people on the phone lines because a lot of things did happen. And case in point, as I look through and put down certain numbers and stuff like that here, I just want to say that I was very, very thankful because we'll start off with that healing gospel concert where the last caller was being very, 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 very extremely modest because, you know, it was nice because you had to stop the violence, stop the killing, heal the victims with local groups such as the Chosen Vessels of Cleveland, Ohio, Sharon McPherson Fox, Black House Sound, open mic members, which included, of course, Hurricane Bang, doing his motivation song, Mr. Motley, No Limit, What the Lord Will Do. Mr. Powers did a couple of his classic hits, the Black House Sound, one of our anthems. We've had many, but one of them is that Thank You, Jesus, and then Sheriff Kilroy by request, that Cherish the Love. It was co-hosted by Al Porter Jr. and Brother Ernie Harris. Want to thank Maddie B's flowers and floral arrangements, and I also want to say it was nice to have such people such as Myra Simmons, the Goldsteins, show up, and so many others, and a lot of us went on. Of course, you know, when you have DJ Emax in the house, but a lot of us went on, took the time to call the Brother Art Show live, so that was a good thing. Like I said, I'm going to go to the, one of the people who's been on so patiently. I'm going to the 216-400. How you doing out there?
Oh, doing fine, Mr. Porter. Excellent.
That's excellent. What is on your mind?
Well, sir, many things. It's cold, and I don't like cold weather. So somehow I got to put up with it. And I did like the song that you played, Tribal War Cry. Yes, very good. And I'm just telling you, sir, keep up the good work. We expect to hear more from you this year and the incoming year, much more.
We appreciate that. Thank you so much, and we will try to do our best to keep it going.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
No problem. Hey, we appreciate you as well. As a matter of fact, if you can hold a line like our other callers, and hopefully you like some of the topics that they get into, and I thank you. Before I go to 216-820-216-256-216-849-216, looks like a 469, but we will find out shortly because I just want to say, let's go back and just say that, you know, I'm very thankful when people do what they're supposed to do. Case in point, I want to point out the fact that, you know, Aliana DeFries was murdered last year, basically speaking, on the way to school, 14 years old, abandoned building. And I remember meeting her father when he called my phone. Now, it was very interesting because he called my phone on a Thursday and said, "You don't know me. I don't know you. But if you ain't one of those scared activists, come join me tomorrow. Tomorrow evening, as I demand we quit giving billionaire owners cash for a damn Q Arena and tear these abandoned buildings down. Meet me at the Q if you ain't scared. And hung up. Call me out." So I went down there, and they called out a few other folks. And though I went down, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Melodated Media News, others didn't. But since then, Damon DeFreeze and his wife, Tanya DeFreeze, they worked hard to get a new bill passed in the state house, not sitting in the Senate, so to let schools notify parents at least within the first 2 hours if the child's not in school, rather than the 14-plus agonizing hours before the school notified them that Aliana never made it in. Damon DeFreeze, since then, he's come to the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. As a matter of fact, he worked with a few others and had Black House Sounds perform at the Aliana DeFreeze Let's Make a Change Foundation LLC event. But they did a press release the past Friday. They were going to demand the house at 9412 Fuller off East 93rd be torn down. But right before the press conference, the city said, hey, we hear you. So this coming Friday, this Friday at 8 a.m., 9412 Fuller Avenue off of East 93rd, and it's interesting because Damon DeFreeze did call Art Show yesterday in the midst of everything and said, Al Porter, Art McCoy, you and everyone else in that corner, be there. Guess, you know, I think a lot because I remember sitting in a makeshift electric chair playing the role of that murderer, Whitaker, and, you know, they had a give him the death penalty rally, and I've been a part of this. And the only thing I want to say is that I'm glad the parents are fighting to make this a positive, doing things to pass some legislation, getting out there, you know, 6 foot stepladder. I would just like to say, God bless, Allah bless, Creator bless, Yahweh bless, a fighting spirit. Don't let something get you down and keep you down. Get up and prepare to fight to change some things. As I go to the 216-820 phone number, they will probably tell me, man, I ain't getting them to fight for nothing. What you talking about? What's going on, 216-820?
What's going on there, Mr. Porter? This is Mr. Powers.
Well, what about you?
Mr. Powers, you know what I'm saying, he's, you know what I'm saying, in recovery for everything that has happened the weekend when it came to that live entertainment. When I say by live entertainment, I'm talking about that Black House on open mic that happened this past Friday. Man, I tell you right now, it was a lot of great entertainment, a lot of first class entertainment, a lot of first timers, and I tell you right now, you had some good eating from Miss Kim. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, you had a performance, two performances by the lovely Miss Kim, as well as a new song from Black House Sound themselves. You also had people like from the East Cleveland City Council that came up in there. I tell you right now, that was a happening place to be. That's why I'm letting all my listeners know right now that, hey, you know, we will keep you posted when it comes to our very next open mic. So, to be announced on that, stay tuned for more info. Also, yesterday at the Healing Gospel concert, that was something else too. Man, to see the positivity and to be praised for the things that we have done for the community and the things that we are trying to do for the community, like the Black House Sounds open mic, plus a whole lot more. Man, yesterday at that concert there, a lot of people don't know, but I'll tell you right now, you would have gotten some real nice education from some speakers, as well as within the music that was being presented. And I'm gonna, and before I go, you know what I'm saying, and put this thing on charge and call it a night, I just want to let everyone know to please log on to Joseph P. Motley Jr., check out the new tracks, and I'm gonna tell you right now, you will not be disappointed. So please, once again, log on to YouTube, Joseph P. Motley Jr. So please go on there and check them out. Hit a like button. Leave a comment if you like, you know. But, hey, go ahead and check out and subscribe as well. This is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound. Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music. One love. I'm out.
Don't blame you. And as you go to hold a line, I mean, man, you are a good company because there are a lot of people who are still on the line. So when that happens, I know that I can just basically speak and shut up. But I will say that, man, that Black House South open mic, I was real thankful. No, I'm not going to say for those who missed the fried chicken and spaghetti and salad and ice cream and bread and beverage that I'm not going to rub your face in it. No, I'm not going to do that. But I will say it was very interesting to see. I didn't know DJ Trip Drop, the young DJ phenomenon, did dance moves, and to see people from the Vote Squad, Big Walt, and we're being modest. You have the East Cleveland City Council President Joy Graham, and for those who may have missed anything, the Fred Barkley Live group has it out there. Father's Lives Matter showed up and said, which touched me a lot, walk like a man, talk like a man. It's the lead-in song to Father's Lives Matter's website because they felt it was a statement and testament to fathers. And Mr., I call him Father Jones, he said his daughter loved it when it was talking about women beaters, let them step to me in the lyrics, and she felt protected that a man is there. You know, if I had a, you know, choice between being on a website like that to help inspire men, brothers, fellas, going through things and children, or $50,000 paycheck, take that respect and honor because I feel like I could work hard to make money on my own. But respect and honor. And for those out there laughing at this, just think, what if Jesus, Yahshua the Messiah, took off and said, hell, with this pain on the cross, I'm taking the easy way out. I'm gone. Forget honor. Where the hell would we be right now? Yeah, I thought sometimes it just makes you think a little bit. So I just wanted to put that one out there, and I'm getting off this step ladder. I've got too many people on the phone lines. And I'm going to roll the dice because I'm sure somebody's a bill collector out there. I just don't know it yet. So since I don't know, let me go and check out. Since they did call in and didn't leave yet, I'm going to go to that 216. I believe it's a 256. We'll find out shortly, won't we? 216, how you doing out there? Hello? Can you hear me? Hey, how you doing? You know something? Hey, since you're going in and out, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a couple of other phone calls, and then I'm going to come back to your line. That'll give you time enough to work on things in your area. Because I want to. Okay, now go ahead. You're kind of clear now. Who are we talking to? Give me a moment. I promise you that. I want to come back to you and find out what's on your mind because it is vaguely important that I hear you. It is vaguely important that more people than just me hear you. So what I'm going to do is move this ship along to the 21649 phone number and hope that's not a bill collector tracking me down. 216-849, how are you? 216-849 going once? Twice? I got you. You just called. You wanted to hold on and not say anything, which is cool. But that's why I give you that fair warning that I'm probably going to come to the phone line and pick on you. Not necessarily just to pick on you, but I just happen to feel that if it wasn't for the people calling in, this wouldn't be a really legitimate program at all. As I tell people also that if you choose to, you can also go to Facebook, check out Black on Black Crime, Inc., or the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com, and also look up the Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. How about the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings that are on Wednesdays, 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe with the 44110 area code between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. For those who are automobile challenged, You take number one or the number 37, get off at the St. Clair and East 152nd intersection and walk up Ivanhoe to Kipling, or you could take at Euclid, Ivanhoe, the number 28 bus. Just have you some Gatorade or some water or Powerade or something, because that's a little bit longer walk, but we know people like to, quote, unquote, stay healthy, and that's part of the thing that's going on. So what I will make the attempt to do right now is check out that 216-469, I believe that's what it says. How you doing out there?
Hi, good evening. This is Deanna Moore Taylor. How are you?
I am doing well. I feel very excellent because somebody wanted to talk to me, so I don't feel like I've insulted the world. So what's happening with you?
So I am Deanna Moore Taylor. I am the founder of the Leader Style Lifestyle Movement. We are a nonprofit organization that helps women and young girls develop leadership skills and foster different types of characteristics and personalities that will allow them to be successful in this world. This evening we had an amazing kickoff Toastmasters meeting where we hosted the world champion of public speaking for 2018, Ramona J. Smith. It was a phenomenal meeting, and that's one of the areas that we work with young women on, and is communication, development, and leadership. But we also are an organization that gives back to the community. And one of the ways we give back is get involved with issues that tug at the heartstrings of women. And one of those issues is domestic violence. We are hosting a domestic violence summit on Saturday, January 5th, 2019, tentatively at the Cleveland Heights Library, but it looks like it is probably going to be moved to another location based on the overwhelming response that we have received. We are doing this in honor of the women who have lost their lives at the hands of violence from either their partner, former partner, or somebody that they knew. This is in honor of particularly Aisha Frazier and Rebecca Fletnewski, two phenomenal women that I knew very well, that died within a couple of days of each other at the hands of heinous, horrific, barbaric. I can't even describe just how horrific these men were to have snuffed away these two amazing lives. And we want to honor them and all the other amazing women who have been snuffed out of here at the hands of violence. And we not only want to honor them, but we are going to walk away with solutions. We are so tired of going to vigils and then 2 weeks later, there's nothing done. We want to work with the Frazier family as far as constructing a law that will make sense and will tie up the loopholes. We want to be able to provide resources and assistance to women and men who are in domestic violence situations and let people know that you do not have to stay. You need to leave. So we are asking people to pray with us, pray for us. Check out our Facebook page, Conversation and Leadership, the Leader Style Lifestyle Movement. Also check out my Facebook page, Deanna Moore Taylor. We will have more details about this. If you are somebody who is a victim or know someone who is a victim, we invite you to this event. If you are somebody that wants to get involved and make a difference, and don't want your name just to be on a flyer just so you can be seen but not heard and not doing anything, but you really want to get your hands dirty, you want to get your, you know, get in there and work, we invite you to join the cause with us because we need to do something. We need to protect our sisters, and we truly are our sisters' keepers. So thank you again, Mr. Porter, for inviting me on, and you know, let's make a difference, and let's work to change our community.
I look forward to working with you in the future and as you hold a line. If you can let people know once again the name of the event and the date.
The event is Sister to Sister. I am my sister's keeper. It is justice for our sisters, and the date is Saturday, January 5th, 2019. More information can be found on our Facebook page as well as our website, www.conversationandleadership.org.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Like I say, as you go back on hold, thank you very much for calling in. At least we know what's going on. We appreciate you. And this is a phenomenal program right now. I'm very thankful for it. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to mess up what's happening right now because it's going too good and unbelievably well for me. So I think my better judgment should be to continue on, and I'm going to go to the 216-205. What's happening? Going once, twice, and see, I'm glad you understood the rules. You didn't even have to hang up. Just know if you don't want to speak, you probably could just stay silent. And then we will go and continue to break things down as best as possible. I will let people know that the 2018 Nationwide Vigils to End Gun Violence, that event is tomorrow, 7 p.m. That's Tuesday, December 11th at the Heights Christian Church, 17300 Van Aken Boulevard. That's Shaker Heights. It's sponsored by God Before Guns, and that will be very interesting in itself. I also want to say that since I see it in front of me, the Holiday Soul Legends tribute is this Saturday at 6 p.m. I believe Whiskey Anthony sings Barry White, Rich Lucky. I'm a fan of his. He's doing Marvin Gaye, LaMaria Spoon sings Sade, and it's at the Afro-American Music Institute, loading dock in parentheses. Doors open at 5 p.m., 15 is advance, 20 at the door. Wait. There's no address on the flyer. And I'm a fan of Rich Lucky, but no physical address. Then he put the low dot up. Why would y'all do a partner like that? I'm hurt for you, Rich, just because if you got to do something, please, can you do it just like our last phone caller who spoke? Have something tentative. Have some ideas to go along with it instead of it just being vague. If you can do that, I mean, trust me, I'm looking forward to the Sisters Keeper event for the simple fact there's some information and something to go around it. But this is just a little FYI. I'm just using it. This event that was given to me beforehand, you just need to have a little bit more things going on. But I'm going to change my tone. I'm going to check out what's happening with the 216-703. That's probably the person who sent in the event, and they're going to tell me, look, wise guy, it should have said X, Y, Z, and you didn't read it right. Anyway, 216-703, how you doing out there?
How you doing there, Mr. Porter? This is Hurricane Bang,
man.
Black Hawk Sound, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What about you, brother?
Oh, man, I'm doing so great, man, and so fine. I just want to tell everybody, big shout out to all the fans for Black Hawk Sound and to all the fans that tune in to the show. We appreciate you guys, and we really, really hope to see you guys in person at other events. And speaking of events, oh, man, if you guys did not come to the Healing Gospel concert yesterday, oh, man, you should have been there. Oh, it was some great performances, man. Great vibe, just great people, man. It was children there also. It was just a healing moment and a healing session that was going on, and I just loved it, man. Black Hawk Sound performed along with the sheriff himself, Mr. Porter, Mr. Powers, and Joseph Motley Jr. Oh, man, it was just a crazy event, man. Crazy.
So true, and it was enjoyable too. But continue on though.
Hello?
Hello? Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
Yep, do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right, so go right ahead, brother.
So, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and give everybody the information. Once again, my name is Hurricane Bang, and I am a part of Black House Sound, the founder, Joseph Molly Jr., along with the CEO, Mr. Powers, and the sheriff, Kilroy. You already know who that is. But if you want to get at me on Facebook, my Facebook is Champagne Bang. That's my original page. I have a music page, which is called the Hurricane Bang / Underrated ENT / Black House Music Page. Go on there. It's all kind of videos and all kind of content from around the city that Black House Sound has done with other people. You just might catch yourself in the video. You never know. Also, I'm on YouTube. My YouTube channel is Hurricane Bang. Go ahead and hit that up if you would like to. Also, I got mixtapes on That Piff. All you got to do is either put in Bang, Let's Be Serious, or put in Underrated with two R's, I'm All I Got. You'll see a picture of me. Click on that. Check those out. Man, I mean, it's just so many things that Black House Sound is doing, man, and we appreciate all you guys, man. We really do. And we got new music coming. It's coming. And as a matter of fact, if you guys are already subscribed to my page, which is my music page, I guarantee you within the next 24 hours, I will be dropping a Bang Vision visual to a new song that me and Mr. Molly just did. So, you know, be on the lookout for that.
No problem, definitely, man. I tell you, I love the Bang Vision phenomenon because you do great work on that. So, we appreciate it.
Oh, man. I appreciate it also. I just appreciate people actually going on there and giving me a look, man. And I got to say, out of all the videos that's on there, it's a top three list. And the top three right now with the most views, number three, I'm going to say, with the third most views, we're going to go with, what is that? Benjamin Franklin from myself and Joseph Molly Jr. That's looking at about 546 views. It might be more than that. I'm just giving a rough draft of what I really think about that. And then the number two is Nothing to Do with You with myself, Joseph Molly Jr., and the sheriff, which is looking at about 575 views. It might be more than that, but that's just roughly what I'm thinking about right now. And the number one song that's on there right now is unbelievably just shot up out of nowhere with 612 views. Is the original song from Hurricane Bang and Joseph Molly, In and Out. Oh, man. And it's just a lot of things on there, man. I can say that that page has at least about, I'm going to say maybe roughly 4,000 views with no promotion, no radio, no nothing. Just me talking on here about it and being on Facebook and IG. And it's crazy.
Mm.
And I just appreciate that, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Continue to stay blessed. And I look forward to definitely checking out that page once the show ends tonight. So we appreciate you calling
in. Definitely. Oh, as always, definitely. Yo. And shout out to everybody. Black House Sound, Champagne, Hurricane Bang.
Right, and we appreciate that. As a matter of fact, you know, my main thing is just to be able to say that we do have a lot of things going on. So we will let you know, feel free to at least check out some other things. I will let people know that, well, I know earlier they had the, it just ended too. It was on Facebook, protest and press conference at Cuyahoga County Council meeting. They had something, you can look at that. Because that's the actual Facebook page of what's going on tomorrow. But earlier, you know it's going to be large when they had to have a sign making. That's what it is on Facebook, sign making for county prison protest. And I believe that's Black Lives Matter. They were at the Cleveland Unitarian Universalist Society Church of Cleveland Heights. And it's because tomorrow tomorrow. If I go directly on what was passed out last Thursday, I'll get into what happened last Thursday after I go to the phone caller. But tomorrow, protests, inhumanity at the county jail, public outrage is growing as we learn more about the degree and extent of deplorable conditions and treatment of people in the county jail. And that will be following the 4:30 p.m. press conference. Activists will go to the Cuyahoga County Council meeting to demand more urgent changes at the county jail and regular transparent progress reports. And that will be, of course, you meet at 4:15 p.m. That's Tuesday, December 11th, outside the County Administration Building on East 9th and Prospect, sponsored by Puncture the Silence, Stop Mass Incarceration, Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus, CCPC, Standing Up for Racial Justice, SURJ, a.k.a. Surge, Cleveland Refuse Fascism, and Black on Black Crime, Inc., which is BBCI. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because we have so many people on the line. I am going to do what I need to do so nobody will call and complain on me to Blog Talk, that I ignore people on the phone line. I'm going to go to 216-209, who's probably saying, I don't care what's going on in the county jail. You should have your butt down there anyway. What's going on with 216-209?
Oh, Brother Al, you know what? This is John from Black Odyssey. You know, I'm going to leave that last comment alone. Oh, man. Oh, man.
What was happening?
I do have a few people calling in, and I do have a lot of other listeners. This is John from Black Odyssey, for all those who don't know. And I'm going to address something that a few people have been asking me a lot lately, like, what's going on with you guys in the shows and in the music? Well, it's been a life change switch for us, and I have to address this, a life change switch where I don't work normal jobs. You know, I got two businesses, and that's how I survive now. So, you know, the rotation of money is a little different from how it would be when you work a 9-to-5 job. My 9-to-5 jobs are my businesses. So when I shoot a video, that pays the rent. That's why so many people that I don't shop for, or I take my time to shoot once every other month. Then I have another business. So, you know, the rotation of things is a little different. And I had to address this, you know, a couple people asked, so I told them to call in and so they can hear me explain this. Life is a little different. Even my partner, he gets paid for playing the drums. So we've taken on different serious roles in music. And yes, we are working on more music. And we are going to release more music. It's just right now what we have in front of us, we have to survive off the means that we're putting different art out from different artists. So it's no disrespect to our fans and artists that's been watching us and seeing what's going on. It's not no breakup or anything. It's just we in a different side of the grind of things. And this is how we survive. We're not like how we used to be, guys with jobs and we do music on the side. Well, we 10 toes in. So our involvement with music is more in touch than ever before. So when it's time for us to release more music, you'll hear a little bit more passion behind it. You'll see that we took a little bit more time with different things. And you'll notice the difference as well. And that'll be a promise. From the next mixtape that we haven't released to the next ongoing projects that we are working on as of right now. We got a more of an in-touch and a more of a personal hands-on with music as far as the videos and helping other artists as well. That's how we eat. That's how we get paid. I don't want to spend too much time on that, but I do want to put my contacts out there just in case you want to check out what we have going on. You can just go to Google, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, anywhere. And type in BLAQODESSY. That's also on DatPiss and GetRightMusic.com. You can check out our videos. and also other music that's up there as well. I gotta also add something else. Do have a video coming up from Fresh West, aka Douglas Calloway. He was at the Turkey Jam. We've got a nice video coming really, really soon, like maybe like a week or two off. So just waiting on some corrections with songs and all those other behind the scenes things. And we have some music video coming from Tay Wall and another one from Max Spitt. So stay tuned. We also have Honesty Blade that's on the list as well. And Key Cash a little further down the line. So we got more artists on the way. Stay tuned to Black Odyssey TV. That's the YouTube channel. And take a look. Check us out. Black Odyssey. BLAQODESSY.
Man, I appreciate that a whole lot. We should get into something that you might like.
I sure will.
No problem. And, you know, I can appreciate how things are going because what I am going to do is make sure that I get to a couple of people who at least took the time to hold on to the phone line. That's all we really ask around here is if you do that, we would do everything we can to get in touch with you and let you know what might be going on so you can be a part of it. Before I go to that 216702 and then do some follow-up numbers to see if somebody really wants to speak now, I do know for a fact that last Thursday, you know, the NAACP Cleveland in the midst of a blizzard finally stepped up with a hearing at Mount Sinai on East 79th in Woodland about jail. And for those who want to check anything out, we'll say that from Fred Barkley's Facebook Live group, of WKYC, Cleveland.com's Facebook Live, those two, thousands saw quite a few names that I'm about to mention, such as Attorney Hardiman or Fred Ward from the Kadimu Lighthouse, Bishop Ward or another attorney, Sam Still from Radio Zero, I meant Radio One, I apologize, joined Angela Woodson as moderators and Judge Michael Nelson. And it kind of sparked to a degree because he refused to send inmates to the facility after six suspected suicides and that type of thing, OVDs and you name it. Now, C-Rock from the Block was there to speak on his experience. That's very interesting because for those who don't know, Dog Pound Gangster and a couple other things that he's done, that dude was on the 2004 PG Throwback, which is on that CMHA CD with Sheriff Kilroy, but you also had people there such as Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga, Refuse Fascism, Puncture the Silence, Peace in the Hood, Boat Squad, Justice for Katie. And they were just some of the ones there. And a man in the street said, basically speaking, that he's dealt with the jail system for years, especially when a couple of years ago I had to rely on the General Donald Walker Brown to try to look up a name or two after I heard from Angela Woodson. And I joined OPN because we had to find a young activist who was detained, not given any account that he was even there. He hadn't even had his medication. So Brother Fred Ward, who was on the panel, he had walked with us inside. And Brother Fred had to threaten what would happen if the young man didn't get his medication. And when after he spoke to the warden had to, like, think about it, and the young man was released. I also remember what happened when Kathy Rae Coleman's right to a speedy trial was violated for 4 years ago when she was accused of almost touching four white cops. She was arrested on past July 4th of this year, and nobody could prove where she was until Saturday, July 7th, when it was mysteriously put out there. And what can panelists suggest and do when loved ones aren't found when they're down there? Some have been in the county jail for like 1 to 2 years. But then again, I thought it was the county jail, not Lucasville or Marysville. And, you know, thing I can say, that's why since Kathy Rae Coleman's arrest and judicial stalking by Judge Nancy First, hey, I was glad that Judge Nelson refused to send any inmates down there. And Man in the Street was part of a large contingency that had to help lead protests down there and also do court watch because I can't ask anybody to do anything if I'm not down there to get facts. And I can. Bishop Eugene Ward, though, I have to give him credit on one thing that he did say, which was true. When he said, Al Porter, we need more people like everyone in this room to at least join you. And he's right. I'm off my 12-foot step ladder for this as I go to the phone line to see what's going on with the 216-702 phone number. I want to know what's on your mind for the simple fact. Who knows? You might be one of those people who say, man, forget the court watch and everything. They go do whatever they want to do. 216-702, how you doing out there?
What's up, Al? How you doing?
I'm doing well. Good. What about yourself?
I'm great. I just want to bring a little bit of realness to this jail situation. You know, less than 30 days ago, you could have really made a difference, not only in your community, in your county, because you could have put another person in as county executive, Peter J. Corrigan, and now all of a sudden, you know, you worried about jail, but we got to remember jail ain't Club Med, and can anybody show me some statistics where jail being so bad, crime done went down? But let's talk about how we got all this momentum for inmates who are killing themselves, where you got correction officers that are being terminated when we can't get these social workers for these babies out here to be terminated and these babies dying up under their care. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a little confused at where our priorities are as the black community, where we more concerned about inmates than we is about babies being killed. So, you know, just bear with me on this, Al. I'm just in dismay with how the community, you know, they so right now everybody's on inmates and how the inmates are being treated inhumane. Well, newsflash, it didn't just start with Armand Boudis. We can go all the way back to Ed Fitzgerald. The inmates have always been treated bad at the county. So, thank you for just letting me be,
Al. And I'm glad you were able to get on that stepladder, because how do you feel about on top of what you just said? Because if you're not handling one, sometimes people aren't handling anything. And I know that last week, if I'm not mistaken, I joined Sister Kimberly F. Brown, because it was three of us who went down there 2 days before the sleepover event that you had pushed for at the county concerning the children dying down there. And we had a meeting, and it seems like for the first time they might be caving in even on the children, because they've now scheduled more listening tours starting in January, I believe, January the 15th. You had suggested for them to start running, I will say, radio ads and doing other things like that to get more people out there. What do you see your role doing in that still? Because none of this has stopped.
Well, you know, I'm really glad that you and Kim followed up and had a meeting with the administration. But I'm a little disappointed that Armand didn't attend that meeting. But my main number one demand that I wanted was about them social workers, because we're still leaving children in which is one of our most precious commodities, is our children and the future, right? We're still leaving them with
right.
social workers that has a proven track work and record of neglect, and not only neglect where it's where you see, but neglect to where the children are actually dying. So, you know, I'm still on this here agenda of these social workers. They have to be terminated, and if it take them, you know, you can terminate them, let them have 5 years. They can come back in 5 years in another capacity, But you cannot stay with our baby, and you done been proven. You have a proven track record of neglect. That's I'm still there. I'm glad that they're going to do some listening tours and they're going to get on the radio. And I guess better late than not at all. But at the same time, we still got babies that are out here. There's a five-year-old that's been missing for 5 years in Child Protective Services. So we still got issues with our babies. And you know what? One thing they taught me out when I was in the field, they said, if you got your foot on them, just because it looks
yep.
like they can't breathe, don't take it off of it.
And on that one, I appreciate it. And at least that's why you're still the general, the first female general, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. But, you know, you never retire. So I appreciate you for calling in.
Thanks, brother. And keep up. The people can never get the message.
I hear you. Thank you very much for that. And thank you. And please feel free to hold the line. Like I say, for a lot of people who don't realize, if you wonder, why is so-and-so, are people so busy on certain things? Because my thing is this. The jail, still under Armand Buddhist watch. The children are definitely important. If you have enough people, and if you don't have enough people, sometimes you have to crisscross and make sure everything is done the correct way. And if anybody thinks anything is totally hopeless and can't be changed, I'll give you a perfect example of something that happened. I'll get into it next week, but you need to look up Ward 4 Councilman Ken Johnson. We here at the program had at least our endorsement team and picked the opponent, which was at that time Gail Sparks. And a lot of people would say, well, he got away once again. And he did. He was elected council person. But then again, anytime they start to say, wait a minute, you're a pro, and the mayor stops and keeps him from getting the money that he's been getting, and things are now heading into Fed, checking out what he's doing, and the council president, he's kind of quicker too, has to stop and say, nah, you can't get no more X, Y, and Z. It lets you know that if you know something's going on, she's right. Keep your foot on the neck of a person who might be doing something oppressive so that we can make sure that we get some things happening. I am going to at least go to, hey, this is my follow-up for some of the numbers that might not have spoke earlier. And if you just want to listen, that's fine. You don't have to say anything, but I'm going to check back with that 216 and see what's going on with the 205. If there's something that needs to be said, hello. Once, twice, thrice, and see, I appreciate. Go ahead.
Hello? Oh, I'm just on here to. I'm on here. Hi, how are you? I'm just on here to listen
I'm
to my
well.
Best friend. She's about to come on, Lenora McGarry, and I'm just here to support her because she's been through hell and back with the system, good old system. But I'm just here to support her.
Hey, I appreciate you doing that, and I'll definitely put you back on the line so that you can hold the line and listen, and I'll tell you what I will do. I'm going to at least do a smart, sensible thing so we can get some, I will say, overtime. And my thing is this. In order to get a little bit of overtime, it'll be smart of me to just play like a little something for a break, and then I'll be right back. I want to say definitely I thank you for tuning in. Give me a moment.
Al Gordon. Blog Talk Radio. What it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Gordon got the news. Kill Tate on the beat. Yeah. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Gordon.
got the news, kill, stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Outport it, got it locked for an hour block. And kill, stay, got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in the Outport of Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Outport, it got the news, kill, stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Outport, it got the news, kill, stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Outport, it got the news, kill, stay on the beat. Yeah.
Technically speaking, we kind of know when this show is supposed to end, but sometimes the creator has it a way that you're supposed to check on some things. So I'm going to see if we're ready to hear from this 216-534 for at least 3 or 4 minutes. 216-534, what would you like to say?
Okay, how you doing, Al Porter?
Hey, I think I know this voice. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, just taking it day by day. But I think people really need to hear my story and why it's justice for Katie.
Okay.
Okay, this is kind of deep, and I want to say it slowly because to get people to understand how corrupt the Cuyahoga County juvenile and adult system are. Back in August the 22nd, they jumped my daughter coming home from John Marshall School. Before they jumped my daughter, they've been bullying, Facebook harassing my daughter, bullying my daughter, sending other people to jump my daughter. It wasn't nothing done. I had so many people, even my daughter's therapist, going to the school trying to get the principal to be able to stop the bullying. He refused to. On the August the 22nd, the day before August the 22nd and August the 21st, they took my daughter's phone back in June. They broke my daughter's phone, my daughter's iPhone, and a girl named Netley Pope went back and got my child's phone. And Netley Pope was one of the girls with the group of girls was trying to jump my daughter. And when Netley Pope returned my daughter's phone, the next day the mother came to the school, brought a child from Rose High School to John Marshall School with her daughter, and they picked up the other friend, and they see my daughter walking home from John Marshall School to the bus stop. They circled around the school twice, and they got out the car. The girl ran up on my daughter, got to fight her on a one-on-one fight. And when my daughter was getting the best of the girl, that's when the mother, the best friend, her other daughter, four people started attacking my daughter. I went to the school. When I came home, called 911. The police said that I didn't have no evidence of a crime, and they looking at my daughter's faces, knotted up and bruised up, nothing. I went to the school. The principal said that he was going to talk to us, refuse us to write a statement at the school, and they allowed this girl and the mother now to write a statement against my daughter, and my daughter ended up being expelled out of John Marshall High School. I then went to get a lawyer and paid $3,000 to get my daughter, Katie Meeks, back inside of school. I made the principal look real bad in front of the board when we went in front of the board and showed them the video that the kids posted up on social media that it was my daughter the one was being assaulted, and it wasn't my daughter the one that was assaulting him. And I have brought the Facebook harassment into the board. What the principal did is have this girl to make a false police report and have Officer Fultz from Safety and Security close out my daughter police report, refused to charge them. They went to the prosecutor, asked for a favor, and what they did was charge me, three of my daughters, on the case that happened October the 4th, and they say that it was my daughter that was falsely retaliated and fought this girl at Zone Recreation Center. When it was not my daughter that fought this girl, it was the girlfriend that fought her at the rec center. They took a video, they edited the video of us coming in the door showing us that we signed the paperwork. They removed that up off the video, even at the end of the fight. They removed the girl running back up on the other girl and spinning on her. They edited stuff out the video to make this child look like a victim. Since the court case been going on, my daughter was on house arrest.
Okay.
They put on house arrest. Then the girls start coming to the rescue. My daughter started going to Invictus High School in Palmer. The girls found out that my daughter, what time she be at the rap, because one of the girls transferred from John Marshall School to Invictus to start seeing my daughter location. They come to the rap, they start chasing my daughter home. My baby running in the house, crying and scared. She's been trying to commit suicide due to the situation. I made reports. Somebody in the computer, and I have it in black and white, changed the numbers on the police report for it not to be submitted in to the prosecutor. Mr. Promise said at John Marshall School to protect this child in any means necessary. I mean, any means necessary if they don't care what they're doing or how they're doing to my daughter to protect her, no matter what. I mean, they allowed this girl to bully my child, and they call themselves the Madison Gang over her on the west side. What they did is had a staff named Monica at Zone Recreation Center write a statement saying that I blocked the security guard, and they have four videos, including the one that my daughter did record. I wasn't even around the fight. I didn't even know the fight was going to happen, and I wasn't even around the security guard. And the police officer and Monica are friends, and these two people are on her social media together, on OnlyFans. And they hired her to do a favor, and I bring it back to the head people's Zone. They said that they feel that Monica did the right thing. How do you feel that a staff did the right thing to lie on a person on a police report to get me and three of my kids indicted on a fight that we did not commit and we did not do? And she knew for a fact that it wasn't my daughter. Even on the 911 call her mother made, said that it was the other girl that fought my daughter. But when she wrote her report, she wrote up eight people and got eight people indicted on it. What the prosecutor did, now this gets a little deep now. What the prosecutor did is when we went to trial, they refused my daughter to submit any evidence at the court. I have that from the court in black and white. They had my daughter's public defender to work against her to help the other party because they was helping the principal at John Marshall School because he was going to get in trouble, you know what I'm saying, because I was going after him. What they did was took and retaliated on me so bad that they called Children and Family Service on me. They tried to get my kids taken. They kept sending this girl to my house. These people were so bold that they come to my house. I had to put cameras outside my window to be able to stop them. Every time I went to somebody, even at the RTA, they even had the RTA people start writing up statements that I didn't even say myself. And put it in this girl's favor. The conspiracy was so big that everybody wanted to do everybody a favor. And the judge, he's a poet, excuse Judge Ryan. I don't like to mark nobody, but he's supposed to did a trial the proper way. He did a favor for the prosecutor and had an officer that was not around the officer 22nd case to get on stand and testify and say my daughter's name because they needed a witness about what the girl was saying, and that's how that my daughter was indicted. Then they put my daughter over there on Noble somewhere on the east side. And my daughter, the little group home they put her in, it's a bad place. The girls kept trying to fight her. And
Carrington.
Like, well, my baby,
mm-hmm.
Your Carrington house. And what my baby did mm-hmm. was she so scared and she was so frightened, she ran away from there. The prosecutor wanted to charge my baby with a felony one just because she ran from that place and came back home to me, but she got a felony too because she ran from that place and came her came back home. I even have to take a plea, and somebody please explain it to me. They made me plead to aggravated trespassing at an open place at Zone Rec Center because they couldn't give me saying that I fought this girl because it, the fight of us never did happen. It was just a retaliation because I went out to the school principal. My life been a living hell. Sorry for cursing. I cried night and day, couldn't eat, couldn't sleep. I have to deal with the girl still bullying my daughter. They even have my daughter picked up on her social media page, got 156 comments of who want to jump her, and start making flyers of different people who's going to attack my child. Every time we called out for help, the prosecutor and everybody stand down on it. Judge Ryan,
can I add something real quick? Because by me being there and hearing that right now, everybody out there, they're hearing the facts of, well, I wonder if this was really bad or if that happened or what have you. And I know for a fact that Judge Ryan was, I will say, I'm going to allege that he was definitely improper because he even stated in an open courtroom and argued with one of our members, Judy Martin, that it didn't matter, basically speaking, if you brought in Black on Black Crime Incorporated or any help, he wasn't going to do anything. So I'm going to ask you if you can bypass some of that and let the people know out there who are listening, what happened when you decided you were not going to give in, started working, I'll say, with Black on Black Crime Incorporated, my brother in arms, Jones, Joe, a.k.a. my brother Joe from Father's Lives Matter. What happened?
Okay, when I reached out to Art McCoy, I met Julie Martin. And that's when they had me come to the meeting. That's when I met you. And they I already did the OPS standard paperwork. And when I reached out to you and I talked to you introduced me to Father's Lives Matter. They found the officer. We went back on this month, on Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving. We went back and the officer got found negligent for corrupting the case and got found negligent for editing the video and falsified police's report and submitted in. I won with the board. Now OPS officer sending it straight to the internal affairs, and we waiting on the internal affairs to come in and do the investigation because I'm trying to get the officers now charged because the negligence of this case when it was never my daughter that saw her at the Zone Recreation Center. And Father Lives Matter and you, Mr. Al Porter, y'all reached out and y'all got in contact with the news media, and that's how Joe Papineschi got on the case. And when I showed him the evidence, he started shaking his head. He said, I had too much evidence that they should have been charged with from day one, and they did not charge them. And he asked me this question. He said, do you think somebody messing with the principal? I said, sir, I don't know. I'm not from Cleveland. I'm not going to allow somebody that's, you know, so I don't know nothing about. But something is wrong with this picture for a principal to go out of this way with Officer First through safety and security to close out my police report and to have and allow these people to put a false police, not one time, twice, on my daughter. Man, now we just got to
get
back, and we just, it's a waiting game now. It's been going on ever since last year. And now we just got to sit back. Now we just got to watch the internal affairs because the OPS man said that it's going to internal affairs. And he said for me to do an add-on, he said they're going to take a little longer because he did not know that a cop got on the stand and said my daughter's name. And that was not the cop that did the report. He was not the detective that's on the case. He was just a random cop just doing a favor for somebody else. I found that out.
So since you have said that, if you could take maybe a minute and a half or a minute What do you tell people out there who are listening who say, I don't know if I should stand up, it's hard, you'll never win, you'll never do this, that, and other. What would you like to leave with them on that, please?
You know what, I'm going to say this. You hear me? I'm a mother of five kids. I came into Cleveland 2015. I don't have no family in Cleveland. It's just me and my kids. I met my best friend that was running the one that called. People turned me down. They laughed at me. They thought I was a liar. You know what I did? I had to kneel. I had to pray. I had to ask God to give me some kind of sanity with this because this case was bigger than us. It was big. It was so big, and it was so many high people against me, and I'm battling this case. My thing to you is please do not give up because you don't know what God got standing on the other side of the wall for you to be a solid army to come back to stand against these evil people. And I know that it's not only my case they out there corrupted. If they did me like this, I know they out there doing somebody else. And I'm telling you, I don't care. Judge Ryan told me in court, and Lana on the phone, she's not going to lie for me, said he turned the news media down and turned everybody away from this case. And ain't nobody going to help me. I proved him wrong because you know what? God was helping me from day one. He was hearing my cry. He was seeing my struggle. Don't y'all know how hard it is that I have to pay all of these lawyers? I have to live in the house without lights, gas, water, and stuff like that. Do y'all know that my car got repoed? Do y'all know me and my kids that have food to eat? And I still made it through a storm that it was impossible to make it through because they even tried to get my kids taken with Children and Family Service. Yes, Mr. Porter, it's hard. But my thing is to you as a mother, as a single mother, keep your head up and fight it no matter what. Don't stop fighting when you are right. And if you don't fight for your kids, who else will fight for your child?
Amen. Thank you very much for calling in with that. If you can hold on, I will appreciate it. And I look forward to definitely continuing the work because we started to win and we won't stop until we won completely. So thank you.
And you know what,
much.
Mr. Porter, I really appreciate it because when I came to you and when I sat y'all down with the paperwork, it ain't what I was saying. I had it in black and white. And you even looked at me and said, I don't even know how to help you with it. And the judge going to tell Julie Martin to stop helping me. He didn't want nobody helping me, and he went out on me and the judge got to arguing in the courtroom because he was putting words in somebody else's mouth that somebody didn't even get on stand and say. And the lady said that somebody supposed to ran in her house, but she didn't know who ran in her house. And then a year later, she said that she got hit and assaulted with a weapon, but no hospital case. That's how deep that it was. The prosecutor, Nora Bryan, had these people's lives to protect this principal. But I'm not done with it. And I really do thank you. And I do thank Joe with Father's Life Matter. And I just joined Father's Life Matter because I'm going to follow his organization more because he asked me to come on to his team. And I'm going to come to his team because, like he said, that there's other people out there. I know I don't have nothing to give, but my story can help a lot of people. And that's why I want people to understand. There's a lot of innocent people in juvenile. Well, they locked my daughter up in juvenile, even with this case when she had AWOL at that place in the Currington House. They refused my daughter her medication, and my daughter is on depression pill because due to the case of her being suicidal from the bullying and stuff, she need her medication. If they refuse the medication inside the jail cell and the juvenile, that opened my daughter up in the place. She's scared. And that will make the kid commit suicide. And them kids don't have no help inside of there. And my daughter say that the daughter itself talks to them kids crazy, jumps in them kids' sight. Something in Cleveland got to change. Cleveland is so doggone corrupt that they need the U.S. Marshal and them to come down here, get these crooked police officers out of here, and get these crooked judges up out of here. And how can you do a case when you have the public defender to work against his client to work for the other team? Somebody got to explain it to me. I would have never said it if I didn't go through it, but I went through it for one whole year and still going through it right now today. My daughter got to be back in court for AWOL in February. And with this situation is, see, I pissed Judge Ryan off. But see, a thing, and I want y'all, everybody to listen to this. Judge Ryan is a judge. Yes, he got high power, and his word meant a lot. But I'm going to tell you something. He just like us. He human. He bleeds the same way we bleed, and he eats the same way we eat, and he get out of bed every morning and get dressed like we do. Man, I'm not looking at this man as a judge anymore. I'm looking at him equal to me. Man, that's why I cannot stop fighting. I don't care who you are. You fight no matter what the category that somebody did, because this officer, even when we went to court, they locked Robin Turner up and made us plead and refused us a trial. How could you go to court when they revoked your 14th Amendment and your 5th Amendment? And they didn't want the public to know about my case. And y'all got to think about it. If 8 people, 4 adults and 4 kids, a minor and a rec center, ask me the question, why they did not hit the news? If something like that happened, I would have been on the news, and that story would have been out
there. Yeah. Well, I can tell you, before we go and get maybe 1 or 2 minutes from a couple of other people before we leave out, I will say I can answer the one question that you asked, why it's still going on, because we didn't have enough of you standing up and galvanizing forces. So with that being said, I noticed how you fought hard. You continue to fight for other people while in the midst of your situation. Something in Cleveland has to change, but it'll change as more people follow your lead. So I just want to say thank you.
And I really appreciate you. Thank you, because you didn't have to open the door for me. You could have closed the door like Judge Ryan told everybody. When he tried to make Julie Morton stand down, that's when you know this man knew that I already found us guilty without a reasonable doubt. He did a favor. And people are telling me, Judge Ryan, a good judge, he don't do stuff like that. Okay, that's what you said, because you on the outside looking in. I'm in the inside going through it. I don't know Judge Ryan. I didn't know Judge Ryan from honestly. I came from Illinois down on by St. Louis, Missouri to Cleveland. Didn't know nothing about this judge. Why would I, as a mother of 5 kids, slander this judge for no apparent reason? I don't have motives like that. I'm a woman of God.
No.
And God, people do not destroy his people.
Man, that's the truth. I'm going to leave it off like this and say thank you very much. Please definitely hold on the line, because I don't know if we'll be able to get somebody else on who might want to add to this, but I do want to say thank you very much, because this is what needed to come out to people. Hey, no problem. We're going to keep praying. We have to do that. I'm going to go and give at least a 216-682, at least if there's something you'd like to add in. I'm giving you 2 minutes.
Joe Jones, Father's Lives Matter. One thing I'll tell you that I find awful weird is, you ever notice how every county building has got some type of corruption, domestic relations, Calgary County Jail, juvenile court, 696 kids? I mean, oh, my God. It's, you know, I think something needs to be changed. And I don't think Peter Corgan should have got in there, but I think we need more changes than that. I think FBI needs to come in, board it up, shut it down, and do just a massive takeover and just start charging people. We have Jimmy DeMoros all over the place, all over Calgary County. People are dying from it. We have, you know, people in Calgary County jail dying. You have women dying. You have kids dying. I mean, people got to wake up, man. I mean, it's they got to step in and they got to take over. I mean, I don't know how many more deaths it's going to take for Department of Justice to say enough's enough. I mean, we just lost a woman in Shaker Heights who shouldn't even been around a maniac. I mean, there was no protection for her at all, and there should have been protection. I just had a case, my recent case, where a child was being beat and tortured in a foster home. He was put in there by 696 kids, and I'm still dealing with the case as we speak. Now there's allegations of sexual abuse, and there's even proof of it, and they proved it.
Damn.
They're not charging the foster parents that done it, but they did remove them. That's not good enough. So I'm going to make sure that it gets put on every news channel from here to Kingdom Come, man. I mean, you just can't do that.
Yes, sir.
It's you know, sexual abuse, man. I mean, so it's okay for a foster home to touch a child because 696 kids put the child in that situation. So you can't do that. I mean, they need to be charged just like a regular citizen. But, yeah, it's the kind of corruption we're dealing with. And I need to correct Katie's mom on one thing. She's not here alone, man. She's got family through Black and Black Crime and Father's Lives Matter. That's for sure.
That is true. That is so true. And I want to thank you very much. And before we leave off of this, Father's Lives Matter, how can people get in contact with the organization?
We are on Facebook. Look us up, Father's Lives Matter, and don't let the name fool you. We help out men, women, and children, grandmas, grandpas. If you need our help, we're there. And we just don't do custody. We handle domestic violence, bullying, any type of abuse, neglect, or corruption you're dealing with. We'll back you. Just look us up online.
All right. We appreciate you very much. And this is going to be the special moment right now as I take a look at the – and fairly – 216-410, you've got about, at least if you'd like to add something, I don't mind it. We're giving you about 2 minutes. And you might have just called in and listen.
Oh, yeah. How you doing? How you doing, Brother Al Porter? You know, I love you. I love you. Been spreading the word about the jail deaths. You know, they hire three hots in the cops. They hire more staff in the jail. That money they put in investing in the staff and employees and retirements and all of that, they just waste money. They wasting taxpayers' money. They can, you know, issue one would have looked good being passed, you know, for treatment rather than jail. You know what I'm saying? So real quick, so that jail protest is tomorrow, 4 feet. I did get the news on that. But real quick, I'm fighting legislation, Stand Your Ground, on the Stand Your Ground, and I'm meeting Saturday at the Manor House at 3 o'clock, just to provide information on the next steps to fight House Bill 228, Stand Your Ground. The next step is to reach out to the offices of Ohio Senate President Larry Abhat. His office number is 614-466-7505, or you can email him at larryabhat@ohiosenate.gov. The bill is currently in government and oversight committee, so once the chair makes a decision, it will be heard on the floor. If passed in the Senate, you could call the Ohio Governor, John Kasich, urging him to veto the bill, but we know they can override the veto. But Ohio Governor John Kasich number is 614-466-3555. Well, you can write a letter to him and send it to the Rifle Center, RIFFE Center, 30th floor, 777 South High Street, Columbus, Ohio. If the bill is vetoed, then you can contact House members to the Speaker of the House, Brian Smith. Legislation, you can also contact for House District 11, Ashley, 216-614-466-1414. And we're pushing, we're standing by Stephanie House. They silenced her. Check her website out. She description clearly what happened. But we want to know what happened. When it comes to community, all the people are silent. And so we want to raise the voices against House Bill 228. And, when it comes to jail, I really feel like some of these police officers need to be in there too.
No,
I have yet to see a police officer, police brutality, such as Brelo, do time in jail.
I hear you. I do. And I like what you just said. As a matter of fact, I'm sure a lot of other people can attest to and agree with that one, especially about Brelo and jail time. So
I do have to say thank you for everything that you continue to do, and we look forward to at least joining you in your movie.
Thank you. I love you. I know
you,
I always you got my
love
back.
You too.
We got yeah. Keep fighting. Just keep fighting.
We sure will. That's my sister LaVita Murray. And as we leave out, I just want to leave you with one thought. I appreciate you all because I had a few other things to talk about, and it was not as major as what you all brought to the table. So I thank you for helping change direction into a more positive and powerful turn. Catch you all at some of these events. Look forward to chopping it up with you. Pray for each other. And pray for yourself and prepare to work. Because, hey, prayer without action is an inaction. Talk to you soon. Peace.